A listener note, the safety information discussed in this podcast are our views based on our personal firsthand experiences. Each safety situation presents unique risks, and the solutions discussed in this podcast should not take the place of thorough risk assessments or evaluations based on your specific circumstances. Thank you. Welcome to Safe, Efficient, Profitable, a Worker Safety Podcast, where we break down real problems from real situations and discuss realistic solutions. And here's your host, owner of Allen Safety LLC and CHMM, Joe Allen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. As you can tell, I am not CHMM Joe Allen. This is Jen Allen. I am his wife. I also work with him. And so you guys have me today, and we are at the big 1-5. We're at episode 15, and I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad to be doing a Jen takeover today. Joe is actually in the field. He's at a plant this week. He's working all kinds of different crazy shifts. So he's not sleeping a whole lot, and it was really hard to find some time to try and get this recorded for you guys and also have him have good service and get some rest. So today we're going to be talking about programs. This is something that I do a lot of for our clients. Just to give you a little bit of really quick background and why you even care to listen to me today, we gave my background in one of the earlier episodes, but I've been in the game close to 20 years now. Before I started working with Joe as a consultant, I was managing safety for one of the larger companies in the food manufacturing business. And so I worked in a food plant as a safety manager, spent some time briefly managing safety and construction safety for one of the larger hospitals in the Midwest. So to have a little bit of experience in the private industry before switching over to consulting. And then I've been doing this as of the day we're recording this. I've been doing the consulting thing for 11 years, following Joe around the country and consulting and auditing with him, writing programs, trying to scrap and redo safety programs overall, managed from a distance, kind of step in and act as that corporate safety manager and fill in the gap for locations that don't have a corporate. So safety is a huge part of my life and has been for a very long time. And one of the most fundamental things that seems to always come into play, whether we're auditing or, you know, we're having to redo some training with some folks, or if we're looking at just starting over or updating or reviewing, programs are always really, really fundamental, it seems like, in how we organize what we're going to do, making sure we do what we say we're going to do. Anytime there's any kind of citations that we get brought in to help mitigate, you know, it's always typically based on the program in some capacity. We didn't follow a program. Our program didn't address XYZ. And so that's what we're here to talk about today. So a really, really good place to start when you're trying to stabilize your systems, whether you're new or you're trying to hop in and change a safety culture. Maybe the location's had a revolving door. No one's super interested in the new safety manager because you're one of seven that they've had in the last 10 years. So that can be a really tough place to be. So back in episode one, we kind of talked about if you're new or you're new to the role, maybe not new to the location, but new to the role, newly promoted, new to safety, new to the industry, just a really good place to start is getting a baseline. And so once we kind of have that baseline, what's going on the floors or what's going on out in the field, what we're going to want to do is take a look at our programs. What we want to ask ourselves are things like, when was it last written? When was it last reviewed? Who was doing the writing and the reviewing? And are we confident that that person knew what they were doing? Are they even still there? And then as you start working through your program, the biggest thing that we want to identify is, as you're reading it, does it look customized to you? Or does it just look like copy-pasted code? So many times we go into a facility and they feel like their safety program's not where they want it to be. And then we go back after, you know, seeing what's going on in the field, we go back and we look at their program. And their program is all copy-pasted OSHA code. It's confusing. It's not readily apparent to anybody how they're going to manage it at their location. So one of the biggest things that we discuss in those types of scenarios is, remember, when you're writing a program or you're updating or revising a program, remember, your program should be your playbook. So that is the thing that we want to use that says, you know, here is how we're going to manage a certain subject at our location. Sorry for everybody that heard that. I've got a German Shepherd named Stormy. And so I guess today this episode's brought to you by her. If any of you have a German Shepherd, you know they like to share their opinion, and mine is absolutely no different. So I guess she's saying hi and letting you guys know what's going on today too. Talking about our program as a playbook, it should be outlining for that specific subject. If I was a new safety manager in an ideal world, I would be able to read that program for that subject and know everything about how we manage, say, lockout, tagout at our location. It should tell me, you know, things like what color locks we have, who gets training, how often is it trained, what kind of training, is it hands-on, classroom, or both, how are we verifying competency at the end of the training, whatever we're doing for retraining. For lockout, it might say, you know, things like, here's how we manage if we have to cut off a lock because someone's left the property, or, you know, when we talk about lock remover, here's the parameters in which we follow to determine if we're even going to remove that. May cover things like, here's what the difference is between an out-of-service lock and an actual lockout lock is. Here's how we manage a group lockout at our facility. What kind of HASPs we have. If you're working in a food plant, one of the things that we see a lot of times is if you've got a red product, a lot of the food safety is not excited about the red-coated HASPs, if you know what I'm talking about. So we look at different kinds because the concern is that that could end up in the product. So those are some of the specific things. When I say that the program should be your playbook, that's what I mean. It should say, we all, you know, we can all reference code. We all know how to get to the CFRs and look that up. What it should say is, here's how we do lockout here. Yes, we know what it is. We have these requirements, and here's how we're meeting and exceeding those, or here's what our best practices are, or here's what makes us unique. If I'm a location that has to, you know, do rebuilds or teardowns or set up and tear down every night with maybe sanitation, here's how we manage all of the influxes that are maybe specific to my industry here at this site. And so other things we're going to want to make sure when we're reviewing that program, whether it be annually for the annual review, because remember, they're also supposed to be annually reviewed, but definitely if you're new, is you're going to want to compare whatever's going on in that program. Is it mirroring what you saw during your baseline walkthrough or any walkthrough for that matter? Is it covering all of the different shifts and any differences you have among them? Sometimes we run different products during different shifts. Sometimes we have different shifts that have completely different tasks. So is the program covering that, or is it just covering first shift? You know, other things that we want to talk about is who is getting the training, because there's typically some kind of training. So if we're talking about HASCOM, for instance, one of the things that we'd want to cover in our HASCOM program is here's who's getting the awareness training. And then here's what my chemical handler training is going to have to include, because these people are specifically managing chemicals. It may say things like, here's where we find the SDSs at our location. If someone happens to get hit by chemical, we've got eye washes and showers. Here's how those are managed and inspected. It may call out all of those different items and specifically say, here's our management program around these items to make sure that they're good to go should something happen. We're going to want to make sure that it's very specific in certain parts. So if you're looking at this from a corporate standpoint, there is certain content within each program. Within the HASCOM program, I've got 10 locations. Some of the content can be the same among the 10 locations. And from a standardization process to make sure that we're all kind of doing the same thing, and from a corporate standpoint to make sure that we don't have any risk that we're being exposed to that we're not aware of, it's a great idea a lot of times to standardize programs. The main thing we want to make sure when we do that, though, is that there's still a certain percentage of each program that should be made site specific. So you can highlight that and, you know, just leave that part blank with bullet points. You can do that however you want, but it is recognizing that while some information is going to be the same because this is just how we manage respiratory within our company for our specific group of feed mills, but here's site specific because maybe I'm running a different product. Maybe I've got a different dust generated based on my ingredients that I'm putting into the feed at this specific location. And so my industrial hygiene studies are telling me that something is different and I've got a different risk at one facility as opposed to some of the others based on the product lines they're running. That's the kind of site-specific information you'd want, but you're still going to manage how you do your physicals, how you do your fit testing, probably pretty similar. And so that content can be the same. So when we're going through this, we're just going to kind of use the same process that we've talked about a couple different times on this podcast of, we're going to just get our baseline. So for this subject, in terms of programs, We're getting our baseline on what do our programs look like. And from then, we're going to start writing actionable things that we can actually do. So how do we fix it? How do we make it better? How do we break that down into some kind of objective and target so that it's the chunk of content we can actually work on and we don't feel that overwhelm that Joe's talked about so much? So how do we break that down into things that we can actually do? How do we assign the priorities? So that's going to be based on risk, like we talked about. And we're going to assign those due dates based on the risk that we're seeing. From there, we're going to start working with responsible parties. So who should own the program or who can help us with this program? It may not always be you. If you're a safety manager at a location and you don't have a background in electrical, you're going to be leaning pretty heavily on your electricians and your maintenance team to help support you when you're working through that program and working through, you know, well, what does qualified mean here? And what does authorized mean here? And are we able to work up to 600 or can we only work up to 480 here? How are we managing that? Maybe we don't work on anything and we just hire a contractor to do all of our electrical work, but your maintenance team will be able to answer some of those questions for you. And I would really encourage you, just because you're the safety manager, if you're not comfortable with a specific subject, it's okay to say that and take that as a learning opportunity to really just absorb everything that your team and your manager that are in the other sections of the location, they are knowledgeable. Soak up that information, take that opportunity to partner with them and let them tell you what they know. You know, make your program just really incredible. That way you're for sure doing what you're saying you're doing in your program and whatever your maintenance teams are doing out on the floor, whatever your electricians are doing is going to definitely match that electrical program. Always stay positive. Make sure that you're updating the team out of everything that's going on. Make sure you're letting them know, here's where we stand on the action register. Here's what's still open. Here's high, medium, low. Here's how we're progressing through that. You want to make sure that you've got some kind of supporting documentation to be able to show how you're closing out the items. It's not just, oh, well, this is closed out. Or you want to make sure that you keep some kind of purchase orders, or you can actually show the evidence that, yes, we had this. We didn't just throw a close date on there and say, well, good enough. Here's how we actually closed it out. Here's the actual closeout date. Here's the evidence to support that it was closed out. And that'll just help you in an audit. If anybody reviews anything, it's very clean, very organized, and it helps people move past that subject a little bit quicker when it's set up in a clean and organized way. If it looks messy, that's sometimes an invitation to some auditors or some regulators to continue to dig because they think something's there. So anytime we have the opportunity to make it very clean and organized and to the point, that's what we want to do. And then anytime that we're talking about updating anything. So our programs, of course, we're going to want to revisit those annually. We're going to reevaluate those. We're going to make sure that when we go and do our floor tours that we're touring the facility on all of the shifts we got folks working to make sure that the program is actually rolled out. It is effective. It is implemented and it is working. And how we're managing things in the field is the same as what our program says we're doing in terms of how we're managing that subject and that everything correlates and dovetails really nicely together. And if it doesn't, that's okay. We go back, we make updates, we change it, we do some retraining if we have to on the changes, no big deal. But we want to make sure that we're continuing to close that circle and do that revalidation. I did a step, did it work? I did another step, I changed some things, I did some training, did that work? Is it effective? So we want to make sure that we're closing that cycle. And so that's programs, everybody. No matter what the program subject is, it's going to kind of be the same in terms of your setup. Again, you're going to want to have the information be as helpful and site specific and as much of a playbook of here's how we manage it for our site at this location, given that this is our company, this is our industry, this is our staffing, these are the things that make it unique. So here's how we handle it here, knowing that these are the parameters that we're working within. Thank you for joining us this week. Joe should be back next week. A little bit of housekeeping, like always. It would really help us if you could click subscribe. That way you're updated of any new episodes that drop. They should be dropping on a weekly basis. So click subscribe so that those are always in your library. And then if you could, it would be really helpful if you could leave us a review. That's how people find us. And of course, share a podcast with anybody that you think could find this helpful. Our whole goal in doing these is just to make sure that we are helping those that need it. Joe and I were both safety managers. Our team were safety managers. And so we kind of know how that feels, that you don't necessarily always want to show your cards, that you don't know a specific item or subject and that you have questions. And so we're hoping that we can help answer some of those and fill in some of those gaps for you and provide some of that education. So we're trying to kind of give you a little bit of a cheat sheet there. So again, if there's any questions or things that you guys want to hear on the show, get a hold of us on our contact page that's on our website, www.allen-safety.com. Click the contact us page. It goes right to Joe and I's email and we'll try and get to that. And just let us know if there's a specific question or a specific subject that you want to hear us talk about on the show next. And we've got a running spreadsheet of those. So we're going to try and cover those as we can. That's it, everybody, for this week. I hope that you have a great week this week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Safe, Efficient, Profitable, a Worker Safety Podcast. If you like what you heard here, please take a moment to write us a quick review, like, subscribe, and share our podcast so that others can find us. For questions or to request topics that you'd like to hear on our next show, please visit us at www.allen-safety.com. Thank you.